It's been kind of amazing seeing these lines wrapping around a lot of the polling, early polling places. Your thoughts on that and how big this is?
Well, you know, we're in a community that we've never had lines for any election before. And then we started to see them four years ago during the presidential election when there was so much interest in the early voting. So we've got, we've increased our equipment numbers across the county in our larger areas. But it's really important to let folks know they can use any of these 38 sites across the county. I was here in Amherst yesterday morning, and a number of folks I diverted to other areas that didn't have any lines so they could drive 20 minutes and get right in and vote instead of waiting for 40 minutes here. So that went really well. We saw a large increase in some of the other locations yesterday. You know, we have 38 of them. There's 11 in the city of Buffalo. Every single town has a site. And as I said, we've increased the equipment in some of the larger towns, including Amherst here where we are now, so that we could process more voters.
Are they record-breaking numbers yet? Or?
Well, the first day was the busiest first day of early voting that we've ever had, but it seems to be on par with 4 years ago's presidential campaign.
How nice is it this year where it's almost starting now to kind of feel this is going to be the norm for every big election like this?
It is great. I mean, obviously, we are not perfect here. We're always working on ways to perfect our process. But we're processing 600,000+ voters into one little machine because each location has to print out a ballot for every single voter. So when you really look at it, we've got lots of different ballot styles, lots of different voters, and taking 40 seconds to print that ballot out and process that ballot is what is about the approximate time at this point. But I've not had really many complaints. A lot of people are really enjoying this process, and they're really enjoying being here, and they're dedicated and want to vote.
Is this expected to be like similar to this every day at this point, or?
Well, so far it has been. So far, as I said, the first day of early voting was the strongest first day of early voting that we've ever had, and yesterday was really close to the second day 4 years ago. I got to get the number from Derek when he gets here, but I think there's something like 35,000 early votes this weekend, or 32,000. 33,000 early votes, and then we've got also I think 26,000 absentees that we've already gotten back to the Board of Elections. So we're looking at a decent percentage of turnout just from 3 days of voting and early voting, or and absentee voting.
What do you want voters to know before they get in these lines so they can help speed up the process inside?
Well, they don't need their license. They don't need their voter registration card or the what we call a fast pass that we mailed them in the recent month. But if they bring it and they use it, it's going to make it a little quicker. When we're in there and we're processing the voter and they give us their last name and it's a loud room, it's a little tougher to hear them and they have to type it in. If they have their card, we scan it and then we verify them at that point. That's been very, very successful in keeping lines down and keeping things moving quickly. 54% of the voters who voted on Saturday used some form of a quick scan, and I think that really helped us with our speed.